Renowned polar explorer Will Steiger made the first documented unsupported sled dog trip to the North Pole in 1986. He is the author of Over the Top of the World and other books and has become a passionate advocate for taking measures to deal with the warming climate. He has turned his attention to youth with his Will Steiger Foundation and his Eyewitness to Climate Change tour, which was in Anchorage yesterday and will be in Fairbanks today and tomorrow. He says young people are engaged, connected, and they vote.
They understand the science. They take it automatically because they were raised with the science and they understand what's going on. And they have the ability to organize. So it's this galvanized youth and this galvanized vote in the future that I think we can always depend on in climate change. We took our audience to the what we call the front lines of global warming through the expeditions and the internet. You can bring to people like right where the ice is breaking off, right where the ice shelves are breaking. We're looking at we bring that real time into the classrooms and into the average person on the street.
There was a poll recently regarding Americans' attitudes about climate change, and the results showed that there was a higher level of concern more than a decade ago than there is now. People appear to be less concerned rather than more. Why do you think that is? What's going on there? And what are you hearing from people as you travel around and talk about climate change?
Yeah, it's discouraging, especially since November when we had the Copenhagen negotiations. There was a well-orchestrated denial campaign that was out, Climate Gate, they were calling it, which turns out to not have any substance to it. But it did sway 20% of Americans. I mean, we had in the so-called polls. And then we had a colder winter in the east and east coast. We had snowstorms, superstorms that, so people look at snow and say, where's global warming? So I think it's a lack of education. I think it's a failure in some ways to the environmental community of not educating people. I mean, I think if we would have worked on this years ago, you wouldn't see the swing in this. But I have to say there's an orchestrated effort orchestrated predominantly by the fossil fuel industries. It amounts to about $100 million a year that's being pumped into this disinformation. And that's very effective to the common person. I've seen this firsthand. I've been up, I mentioned Alaska since 63, the polar regions, and I've seen these changes, especially the acceleration of these changes. But then there's the paradox up here is you're an oil state. I mean, you're all your public works, everybody gets the check every year. So you don't want the oil spigot to be turned off. But we're not talking about turning off the oil. We're talking about using oil more efficiently.
You describe yourself as an eyewitness to climate change in the far north. Give some examples of what you've seen that has changed between 1986 and the present.
Yes, good question. The ice shelves, Larsen Ice Shelf in Antarctica, it took us 30 days to cross the Larsen A and B. And I mean, if you're dog mushing for 30 days and through storms and clear weather and making camps and day after day after day through an area, and then 10 years later you read in the ninth page of the Minneapolis Tribune, the Larsen B ice shelf just disintegrated, you know, it's powerful. And all the ice shelves I've traveled with on the Arctic regions, the Ward Hunt, the Isles, the Markham, are all gone. Almost every route that I've taken, you can't travel on anymore. You have to accommodate that by adding maybe an extra 30 days or quitting 30 days early in the season. It's dramatically changed the entire regions that I've traveled in.
And so the focus of your Alaska on this visit, is there a political goal associated with this trip?
Yes, there is. I mean, one is I'm curious about, I've never talked about global warming yet in Alaska, and I'm curious just for personally to, where is the state of Alaska? I mean, where are the two sides at? What are the conflicts here? And where is the common ground? That's what I'm curious. So how can this be worked out? Because we need oil. We're not talking about turning on the pipelines. We need natural gas, and then we need more oil right at this point. And you've got plenty of that up here. We need a pipeline to bring that down. But there's political reasons because we need we have a clean energy jobs bill coming up in the Senate. Actually, it's there. I think this week or next week. And we need the two Alaskan senators on board on this. It's very important.
What do you see, or what do you want to see happen, both in terms of what individuals can do and in U.S. policy? You mentioned this jobs built?
Well, the way I see it is we clearly have three major problems in the United States globally, too. We have a climate problem that I've just been talking about, but we obviously have an economic recession, a serious recession, because we lost our manufacturing base and we don't know how this economy is going to grow back. The technological sector has been built up, and that's always going to have some life to it, but it's not going to give us the growth we need to get on our feet again. And we have a huge national security issue because we rely on almost 95% of our oil comes from foreign governments. And we're spending out over $1 billion a day of our hard-earned cash that's going to foreign governments. And a lot of these governments that we're in war at, and we're nearly at war at. And this is serious. The dream I have is energy self-sufficiency for the United States, so that when we turn on a light switch, we're employing our own people rather than supporting somebody in a Persian Gulf. And also, part of this is not just energy and fuels, it's conservation. We're in a recession now, and we're getting a break on oil prices, $3 a gallon. I noticed in Juneau it's pretty cheap, but we know it's going to go up, and we really have to prepare ourselves for that.
Polar explorer Will Steger is in Alaska talking about climate change. Links to more information are at our website, aprn.org.